Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
If you were to start a conversation about 90s Christian music, you'd cringe a little at first. Eventually, you'd move on to the groundbreaking, legendary, and genre-defining group, DC Talk. The group went on hiatus in 2000, and each of the three members has had significant success as solo artists. Toby Mac, who on his own and in collaboration with many has had remarkable success, just won a Grammy recently. Michael Tate, successful solo career, and joined Aussie group The Newsboys a couple of years ago as the new lead singer. And finally, Kevin Max, solo success and now lead singer of Audio Adrenaline, a band returning to the scene after a six-year hiatus. It's worth acknowledging the humility needed by these kings of Christian music transitioning from the solo careers they had pursued after DC Talk back into the context of working in a band again. It's hard work. The revived Audio Adrenaline have begun pre-sales of their brand new album, Kings and Queens, due out mid-March. The first single, Kings and Queens, is brilliant. Kevin Max is spot on, and his influence over the sound of the band, not just his distinct voice, is hard to miss. As a result, the band is sounding better than ever. Kings and Queens, as well as other songs on the upcoming album, are linked to the band's Hands and Feet project, an orphanage in Haiti which has had such great success and now looks to expand to two other locations, a detail which adds significant weight and meaning to such a great song. The excitement is building for this album, especially with the involvement of Kevin Max, as is the idea of a DC Talk reunion. But that is a conversation for another day. Audio Adrenaline, Kings and Queens, entertaining, meaningful, and quality Christian rock coming soon. I'm Aaron Wright.